follow-up lasts forever. It's follow through.
Podcasting from WealthWave Studios in Johns Creek, Georgia, this is Leadership Now, the official vision and strategy podcast of WealthWave.
I was actually asked my kids about that. Should we call it the marketing minute or should we call it the marketing moment? And my third born said, doesn't matter. So I was like, okay, well, I'll just call it the marketing minute. So sometimes in marketing, it doesn't really matter. Just go with it. So we're calling it the marketing minute. And I'm going to tell you, before I start, I know that some of you are thinking what you just heard is kind of mind-blowing, right? First of all, hearing those stories from Tom and Bill, isn't that just incredible value? Just hearing what they went through in the thought process, because so for many of us, we're in the same place thinking about how we're going to get there. And hearing these kind of stories and their anecdotes is a game changer. But there's a tendency to want to go out there and say, I'm just going to pure grit. I'm going to go out there and just make this happen. I'm going to do exactly what they said. What I would say to you is spend the time between now and the end of the year. Yes, you need to work hard. But spend some time. Allocate a little time planning for this year, okay? We have a few quiet weeks coming up. Right now, between now and Christmas, you should be busting it, right? Just all engines, all cylinders, go. But there's a few days there where you can spend a little time, allocate a little time to get prepared. And I want to talk to you about, from the marketing standpoint, what you should have prepared before the end of the year and you should be doing right now. But if you haven't, think about it and be very intentional about these things. Now, there is a story that some of you remember where I had an iPad, the brand new iPad, when it just came out for the first time, and my car had just been impounded. You guys remember this story? And my car had been impounded, and everything was in it. All I had was my keys and my brand new iPad. And I was using it to show a client some work, a mock-up on my screen at a coffee shop. My car was towed. I got a ride down to where my car was towed, and the guy at the pound had a gun holstered in his britches, right? And he was just this really mean guy, is in the middle of the warehouse district, and I thought, I'm never going to get my car from this guy. He didn't believe me. He wouldn't, my wallet was in the car. I said, go look at my wallet. You can see that it's me. It's my car. He would not give me my car. So I said, I'll tell you what. And I saw him looking at my iPad. I said, this is the new iPad. Have you ever seen one? He said, no, actually, I haven't. I've been wanting to touch one of those. I said, I'll tell you what. If I give you my iPad and I let you Google Andy Horner, if my face does not come up as the first Andy Horner, then you can keep my car. If it does, I get my car right now, and that's enough proof that I'm me. Right? And he said, deal, right? And he became all of a sudden this friendly guy. So I gave him my iPad, and he was all excited, touching the iPad, and he brought up Safari and put in Andy Horner, and boom, still to this day, when you Google Andy Horner, who comes up? This old guy that owns this big company, right? And then me, right? There's two main Andys that come up. Now, why is that important? Well, first of all, the guy said, wow, that's cool. You must be Andy Horner. And he gave me my keys right then. But what I learned in that moment was that there is something called social proof that commands the scene in business today. People want to know right now who you are, if you're important, and if your business is legitimate. And if you are not using the internet in order to harness social proof, you are not going to be able to win. Okay? We have incredible tools today. And it's not just that they're options. Nowadays, you have to think about it this way. People are in a new mode. The old ways don't work anymore because people operate and communicate in a new way. As soon as they meet someone, what do? They go check you out online. They look up your LinkedIn page. They look up you're a financial professional, right? So you better have a website. They look up your website. They also want to know if you have anything else out there. Do you have a Facebook group? Do you have a blog? What else do you have? Everything that you have adds to your social proof that legitimizes and adds credibility to who you are as a financial professional. Now, don't spend all your time on it, okay? Because you should be out there forming relationships and selling and hitting these goals. But you have to have enough of the foundation there and to be active on it so that when people go to qualify and validate you, you're present, right? So that's why I have a WealthWave website. That's why I have a blog. Because guess what? This guy has a blog. He has a beautiful website. He has got lots of great content. He's on LinkedIn. He's a part of Facebook group. There's all this stuff that if I Google him, I find out about him, and they immediately check out all these things that this is a legitimate business person, and I think I might want to at least take the next step with him. So you've got to be there. So get online. Now I'm going to go through the things that you need to be thinking about, okay, and planning between now and the end of the year in order to prepare yourself to hit these goals for 2018. I'm going to rattle them off because I only have a few minutes, okay? It's the marketing minute. It's not the marketing moment, okay? Got it? All right, so first, get your website live. wealthwave.com/yourname. If it's not live, how are you going to share it with people? A lot of people say, well, I'm brand new. If you're brand new, that's why you need it. Because you have to immediately go show all your new prospects and your referrals that you have a website. It proves that you're not just wading into this business, but you're actually there. You're all in, right? That's the whole title of the thing. You're all in. So get your website. Remember that everyone is going to qualify you. It used to be that we as salespeople qualified others. I'm going to qualify this prospect, so I don't want to waste my time. If they don't have enough money, if they're not intelligent enough, they don't have the right type of income. Nowadays, it has flipped. They are qualifying you, so you better be online. Two, get your website, get Twitter, get your blog. Now, your website and your blog, we make easy for you because we do it all for you. Remember, the blog is automated, part of your website. When you get your wealthwave.com website, the blog's part of it. We update it every week for you. Have you guys been checking out how your blog just automates naturally? Everybody think, wow, you know, they have their own active blog. They're publishing 2 articles a week. We're doing it for you, so get your blog. Use Twitter to share articles and thought leadership, right? Don't spend a lot of time on it, just once or twice a day, share something that you find. Because every night, you should be reading about financial news online and what's going on in our industry. So you can share that through Twitter. It's a way people are going to check you out. And then you can use LinkedIn and Instagram to constantly be putting stuff out there, okay? So use those. Now, I'm going to tell you this. The way to use social media, I'm going to make really simple for you right now. There's only a few things that you should be using it to do. This is the formula. Recognize people in your business. When your team does anything, recognize them on social media. That's number one. Two, who you're with and what you're doing, share it. Are you in a town at a convention? Are you reading some great article? Did you just have a great conversation with another leader on your team? Did a client just tell you something profound? Share it, okay? And then if you have any ideas, your own thoughts and quotes, put them out there. Don't share Benjamin Franklin's quotes, okay? That's for Benjamin Franklin's Twitter page, right? Share your own quotes, because I don't want you to be constantly saying, these other people are smart and I'm not. Share your own thoughts, okay? So that's social proof. Second, embrace technology. I know that there are plenty of people on this team that don't consider themselves high tech, and it scares you. In fact, you kind of mock it because that makes you a little more comfortable, the fact that you're not good at it, okay? Now, I know that, but that's okay. So I'm gonna share with you now all you need to learn to do with technology. It's not that much. You do not need to become a high-tech person. You only need to learn to do these 4 things. Learn how to launch your website. If you don't know how to do it, you call my team and they'll do it for you, or you get somebody that's really good with technology. I'm not gonna say a young person, because there's plenty of people in their 50s, 60s, 70s. I see some people here that are in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s who are great with technology. Find somebody that knows how to launch a website, get your website live. Then, share. Learn how to hit a share button to share videos through texting. Learn how to share things through email. Learn how to post directly from a web page, your web page, hit the share button. Hit share on an article on LinkedIn or some great news site and share that directly with someone. Learn how to click to share, okay? It's not hard once you've done it a few times. Third, learn to digest. Read stuff online. Read people's content. If you want to meet somebody, you want to get this prospect, this hot shot out there that you want to talk to that's on your chicken list, go read everything they've posted online, all right? Read articles, share them. Fourth, interact. One of the greatest ways for you to build relationships online is to comment on people's threads. If they post an article on LinkedIn, if they post a comment to their Facebook, or a post to their Facebook, go comment on it. You'll become like their favorite person in the world because they probably only have a few other comments. If you're one of them, you're now important to them, okay? That's all you need to learn to do. Launch your website, share, learn how to hit share button on your videos, digest content, read, and then interact by commenting. That's it. Learn to do those 4 things and you'll have enough technical knowledge to get where you need to go and to harness technology. So it's only gonna get harder. Technology, where we're going with technology is only gonna increase. So now is the time for you to get in when we haven't gone too far, okay? Get with it. Don't become obsolete. Now, finally, I'm gonna end these three things you need to learn with this, follow-up. I'm gonna tell you right now that of all the skills you're gonna learn in this business, learning how to follow up like your life depends on it is the most important thing you're gonna do. And follow-up does not go from meeting someone to making a sale. That's not follow-up. Follow-up goes all the way through. You know, I met Tom almost 5 years ago now. Can you believe that? 5 years ago. You know that he still follows up with me? And I still follow up with him. almost on a daily basis. Follow-up does not end when you make a sale. Follow-up is a lifetime thing that you do with a person you have a relationship with in business. Tom follows up by saying, how you doing today? Here's an article I read. Hey, let's go to this event together. What do you think of this? Just want to let you know that you did a great job with this. That's follow-up. So you follow up with people all the way through. In fact, there's a better word than follow-up. You know what it's called? Follow-through. Follow-through with people for the life of the relationship, okay? So follow-through. Use the ebook to follow up. One of the most underused tools we have is the American Dream Sticker Shock. When you explain to people the gap of where people are stuck at about $50,000 to $60,000 household income, and you show them that they need to get, according to Americans themselves, $130,000 is where they kind of need to be just to get started on the American Dream, that gap, that concept of that gap in that ebook is a mind shifter. So use that as a follow-up tool. Use your blog. We produce an email for every blog article. Every blog article that goes live on your site every week, there's a corresponding email in your campaign manager to send it to people. So don't just send it to everyone, send it to onesies and twosies. If this article is about saving for college, send it to someone who's got a 17-year-old. If this article is about estate planning, send it to someone who you know needs to be thinking about this, a young couple, whoever. Share them individually. It goes back to that skill of learning to share, right? So use your blog. Use their words. This is one of the biggest keys in selling that is so underutilized. When you're in a prospect meeting with someone, in that first meeting, write down a quote from them. Something that they said that was meaningful. Write it down verbatim and then put it in an email or text and send it back to them and say, I was thinking about what you said. It is one of the greatest sledgehammers, relationship sledgehammers, to break through the barriers to get them to take you seriously, okay? And then finally, use selfies. Every time you're with a new prospect, your new relationship, get a photo of you sitting next to them. Put your arm around them, take a photo, all right? And then send them the photo. People love hearing their name, people love hearing their quotes, and people love pictures of themselves, even if they don't think they look good in their photos. So use those, okay? Remember, follow-up lasts forever. It's follow-through. Right? If you're not following through with your team, if you kind of trickled off and you're just wondering, why haven't they made sales? Why don't they come to meetings? Why don't I hear from them anymore? The answer is because you stopped following up with them. Maybe because you made a sale. Maybe because you got them coded. You stopped. Keep it going. Finally, I want to share with you this for the first marketing minute on Leadership Live. What's coming next? That's what everybody wants to know in technology and marketing. What's coming next, right? So I'm going to give you a list of things we're working on right now. And we are asking lots of people out there what their ideas are for the tools we're creating, the technology we're making, and the marketing we're designing, okay? So just understand that these aren't just coming out of the back of our heads. This is, everything we're making right now is coming from conversations with you, okay? So first, we're working on appointment automation. We're gonna be adding, announcing this at the convention, the ability for you to take appointments directly from your website. It's gonna be a very cool feature. The business cards. A lot of you are saying, Andy, what happened to those How Money Works card packs, right? The free sample we're going to give out with the 5 questions. We're trying to complete that with compliance. That got bogged down this year. We're going to reactivate that and get that done. Finally, and this is one of the coolest things. It's kind of weird sounding, but it's actually really important and one of the things you've asked for the most. We're creating a 3-minute version of the 9-minute video. Now, I know that sounds confusing, but think about it. So we've got this awesome 9-minute video. It's the video of all the videos we created, the one you share the most. So we've heard requests for a shorter version of it, okay? So we're making a 3-minute version of the 9-minute video, okay? So it's the same concepts, the same basic message condensed into a real quick send to someone. It's kind of the lightning version of the 9-minute video, okay? So that's gonna be great. Also, we're working on a new WealthWave.com site. Some of you have said that it needs a refreshing and there's a lot of great content that we don't have up there now. So Tom and I are now working deep inside the WealthWave.com website, the public website, and the way we're coming at it is a completely new approach to use it for your business. We don't want to duplicate what's on your website. We want you to have a completely separate tool for the public site. So when people go to look up, what is this WealthWave? And they check out WealthWave.com, we want them to find just the right experience. So we think you guys are going to be thrilled with the new WealthWave.com. Also, this is kind of a big picture, but we're actually working on it very deeply with both our back office platform and WealthWave. We're working on something that Noelle asked a couple years ago at our big first of the year event. She said, wouldn't it be great if we had a way to switch between content for WealthWave to Nationwide, to TransPremier, to lots of other providers we have? Wouldn't it be great? And if your security is registered, could we switch over to our securities website and all these other things? What if we could do that? Well, that's what we're working on. It's called Channels, and it's a new feature that's going to allow us to have access to all different types of content from all different types of providers inside the Campaign Manager, and in one click, you can shift between all those different worlds of content. So you want to promote a nationwide event or a training event for Trans Premier or whatever it might be, you're going to have the ability to move into all those different environments with all those different providers. So that's big picture, but it's very exciting to once again see how we, through our digital disruption and innovation, how anybody who's even close to thinking about how to catch up to WealthWave, not a shot, okay? So we're continuing to think about all the new things we need to do. We're not looking at the competition, we're looking at our vision. And that is what's driving innovation and is what's driving us to think, what is next? And those things that are next are gonna continue to give you all the advantage and help us to communicate and help families and build our businesses. So that's the first Marketing Minute. So Tom, back to you.
Thanks for listening to Leadership Now, the official podcast of WealthWave. If you like our show and you want to know more, check out wealthwave.com/podcast, or you can leave us a review on iTunes. Join us each week as we talk about the topics you'll need to help you grow as an entrepreneur and succeed in the financial business with WealthWave.